Okay, today is Psachim Samach Beis. Psachim Samach Beis. And on the second half of Psachim Samach Beis, Samach Beis Ma Beis, we have a little story which alludes to an important halacha that we're going to talk about today, the issue of women and Talmud Torah. The Gemara tells a story, Rav Simlai Asa Lakamid Rav Yochanan. Rav Simlai came in front of Rav Yochanan, Amalei Nisni Ni Mar Sefer Yuchsin. Can you please teach me Sefer Yuchsin? What's Sefer Yuchsin? Rashi explains, Masnisa De Divrei Hayamim. It's the Tanaitic text that explains and expands on Divrei Hayamim. Amalei Me'echanat, Rav Yochanan says, where are you from? Amalei Milud, Me'echan Mosvach, and where do you live? Minah Harda. Amalei, Rav Yochanan says, sorry, but Ein Shonin, or Ein Idonin, Ain't shown in the Luludiv Lolan Ardom. I'm not allowed to teach you. Either one would be a problem, but I can't teach you. Kafiyev Artsi, and he forced him, so to speak. Rav Simlai forced Rav Yochanan to teach him. Amalei, this di begibel yarchi, teach me in 3 months. Shaka Kala Patak Bay, he threw a clod of earth. Right, quite the Ben Yoyada discusses why Dafka clod of earth. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan answers, Amar Bruria, the Bissa, the Rabbi Meir, Barti, the Rabbi Chini Betradio, and Bruria, the wife of Rabbi Meir, the daughter of Rabbi Chini Betradio. She comes up a couple of places in Shas, including all the way at the beginning, if you remember, Yitamu Chataim and Archotim. But if Bruria, who is such a unique figure, Ditanya, and what did she? Ditanya Betas Mea Shmeitza Biyoma Begimel Mea Ravasa. She learned 300 topics and for 300 Rebbeim. Afilu Hachi Lo Yasi Chavasa. She still spent 3 years and she didn't learn as much as she can. Viat Amr Betasa Yarchi. You want to do it in three months? And then on his way out, he asks a question about the sugya that we're talking about. What's the difference between lishmo and shalol lishmo, laochla v'shalol laochla v'chulu? But you see here, in passing, the Gemara talks about the limud of Bruria. The limud of Bruria. So that could open up the door for us to learn about the topic of women and learning Torah. Again, a very big topic. As many of these shirim, we'd like to touch on some of the sources, but to know that there's more here, even if we don't get to it. The Mishnah tells us in Masechta Sota on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, in the context of an Isha Sota, when Isha Sota drinks the water and she's supposed to be punished, but sometimes she won't be punished, even if she's guilty, even if she violated. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah Schus Hasat Tolalah. If there is a Schus, then it might be Tola for her. Right? If she has Schus, she wouldn't be killed right away. Yishchus Tola Shana Achas, Yishchus Tola Beishanim, Yishchus Tola Gimel Shanim. Right? Different types of Schuyos. Bikan Amar Ben Azeh, because of this, because the waters might not be Bodeker right away, Ben Azeh says, Chayav Adam Lam Es Bito Torah. You have to make sure to teach her Torah. Why? Because maybe she'll know, She'im Tishteh, Teda Shashchus Tola, maybe she'll drink, she'll know the water is supposed to kill her, and she knows she's guilty, and the water won't do anything to her. Right? So what is that going to show her? It's going to show her, oh, the whole thing's a fake, the whole thing's a farce. So you have to teach her Torah. So she knows the halacha of schus tolala. Rabbi Lazar Omer, the opposite, called malamid bito Torah ki'ilu malamda tiflis, or malamda tiflis. The Gemara is going to change it to ki'ilu. But Rabbi Lazar says no. If you teach her Torah, it's a problem because it's going to teach her tiflis. What exactly is tiflis? Something negative. Something negative, a hard word to translate. Rashi, two daf later on daf chafalach mabez, Rashi says ki'ilu shemitocha hi mevina armumis va'ose dvareha bahatsnei. Because through learning, she'll be able to misuse, she'll be able to circumvent the law, just like here. She'll realize she's guilty and she'll see it doesn't work, so she'll be able to use the law, use halacha to her advantage. The Rambam's lashon is shav v'divrei hevel, right? The Meiri says here, dvarim tefela mishabitoch havanasa b'yeser migidra. If she understands a little more than she's used to, he kona armimus ma'at vein sichla maspik lahavana ruuya. She won't understand it fully. Visvura shehisiga. She'll think that she knows everything and she understands everything. Umekashkeshkes kepa amon laharos es chakmos alakol. And she'll go around and she'll start making decisions and tell everybody how much she's a Torah scholar and she'll start saying things. And it will lead to terrible things if somebody acts without, not based on the tradition, and not based on understanding, and not based on a real recognition of what she knows. All different types of tiflis. Meaning she's not ready for the information, and therefore you can't teach her. So, with all this background, so how did Bruria know? How did Bruria know? Where's the tiflis? How did all these rabbis teach her? So some might say, oh, she learned it herself. But here it says Beferish, she learned it from different rabbanim. We hold like Rabbi Lazar. The Rambam will see in some form, quotes this line of Rabbi Elazar. We'll read just that part of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Tzivu chachalim shel yilmad." This is the Rambam Hilchos Tamat Torah, Aleph Yud Gimel. "Tzivu chachalim shel yilmad adam is bito Torah." Mipnei sherov hanashim ein daitan mechuvenes lehislamed. Most women aren't ready to, don't have their das mechuvan to learn. Vein motziin divrei Torah ledivrei havai lefiyani is daitan. They take Torah to inappropriate and nonsensical understandings based on their das. That's the Rambam. So you see, we all like Rabbi Elazar. There's other lines of the Rambam that we'll get to soon. But that's the Rambam. So the question is, how did Beria learn? And there are other sources, right, besides the ones that are quoted here. The Gemara in Maseches Brachas, if you remember. The Gemara says, on Daf Yud Zayin, Ba'men Asher Mizachin. Right, let me just... open it, says the Gemara, how do women get their schar? With what? With doing what do they get their schar? Amalei Rav L'Rav Yechia, Nashim B'mayzachin, Ba'akruye B'nayel B'nei Kedishta, by sending their children to learn, U'ba'asnuye Gavrayu B'Rabbanan, sending their husbands to learn, V'natron L'Gavrayu, and staying home and waiting for their husbands at the Asma B'Rabbanan. Right, delaying at home, being alone at home, and waiting for their husbands to come out. It doesn't say anything about the women learning. Just says, what's their schar? Their schar is to be able to wait for their husbands and send their kids to Talmud Torah. Or another diak is the Gemara in Chagiga. The Rebbe gives Chagiga, which talks about the mitzvah of Hakel. Mitzvah of Hakel, remember Rashi quotes this also in the end of the Torah. Hakel sa'am anashim v'anashim v'ataf. Im anashim ba'im lo mod, men come to learn. Nashim ba'im lishmoa taf lama ba'in. The women are coming to hear. Why the taf coming? What does it say? Nashim lilmod. Again, you know, that's the diuk. Then maybe they're not coming lilmod. They're just coming lishmoa, the experience itself. So it sounds like women are excluded based on the Gemara in Brachas and the Gemara in Chagiga. But as we see here, Beria, right? We see she did learn. And if you look in Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadi Dalet Amabez, Tzadi Dalet Amabez talks about the amazing times during Chizkiyo HaMelech, one of the great kings of Israel, of Yehuda. So the Gemara says there, Na'atz He put a sword, so to speak, at the door of the Beis Medrash. Va'amar, kol mi shein osik b'Torah yidak b'cherev. Whoever is not osik b'Torah, you know, it's not worth letting him live. Zu. Badku b'cherev zu. Badku b'dod v'ad b'er-sheva v'lo matzu am ha'aretz. They checked in the whole land, and there was not one person who didn't know the halacha. He gave us on a tipper, so masu tinok v'tinokes ish v'isha shelo hayu b'kiin b'ilchastum v'tara. Every man, woman, child, boy, and girl knew the halachas. So you see that they knew the halachas, right? The women knew the halachas too. So does that prove it? How do you learn the halachas? How do you know the halachas without learning the halachas? So, right. So how exactly are we supposed to understand that they look, so you have Beria and you have the women in the days of Chizkiyo, and one more, what about Devorah? Right, we know that we showed him in a few places in Baba Kama and in Nida. I'll read it from Nida. Discuss what about Devorah, who was a shofetes? So a shofetes, the Rishonim look at it as, how could a woman be a shofet? Based on a Mishnah there in Maseches Nida, different deos. But one of the deos is that Tosfos in Nida is printed on Daf Nun, even though it's shayach to Daf Mem Tes. So Tosfos says, how is the issue? Hari the Isha Tekshir Ladun Kedachsib B'Dvorah V'Shof Shoftas Yisrael Ba'Isahi. Right. So how does that fit to the rule of the Mishnah called Harotwi Ladun? Women are not kosher lahayid. So if she's kosher, is kshir ladun as Dvorah was, but how could she not be kosher lahayid? So Tosfos says maybe I'll pia dibur. Okay, there's a horasha. Inami lohaisa don elam elamedes lamedinim. Maybe she wasn't actually shofetas. She taught them. She taught them the law. Doesn't really mean she was shofetas. So either way, whether she was an actual dayan or whether she was melamedes osam. But she obviously knew. And how does she know unless she learns? Right? So the question is, what is going on here? So some of these cases, you might have said, oh, she learned herself. The language of the Mishnah is Sota is only if you teach them. You're not allowed to teach them. But if they know, they know. But maybe there's something deeper. There seem to be a number of allowances and areas that are allowed and even encouraged for women to learn. And maybe these areas were never included in the ban. maybe realities have changed and whatever chashash existed no longer exists. Number one, the Rambam. The Rambam himself, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, he already limits it. First of all, the Rambam starts off, definitely has less of a negative attitude. Isha shalomda, how did it start off? The halacha of the Rambam doesn't start off by saying, don't do it. Isha shalomda stora yesh laschar. That's how he starts off. A woman who learns Torah has schar, aval eino kischar ha'ish, b'bnei shalomda stavas. Right, that's the, like, the general rule. Right, v'chol ha'osa davar she'eno mitzuveh alav, ein scharo kischar ha'mitzuveh v'yasa, elapachas b'menu. Right, quotes the Gemara of God al-Mitzuveh v'yoseh, and this applies to also to sukkah, and to lulav, and to shofar, right, that a woman could do these mitzvos and get schar for it, but not as much schar as a mitzuveh v'yoseh. V'yav ha'bishyish l'schar. Now comes the line that we read before. Even though she has schar, tzivach ha'chamim shal yuman as bito Torah, Chum said, don't do it. B'pneishin erov anashim einan daitas b'chavetz l'islamid, as we said before, they're not really ready for it. Omru chachamim, kol malamid as bito Torah, kilo limda tiflis. Bameh dvarim amurim b'torah shebal peh. Says the Rambam, Torah shebal peh. Aval b'torah shebechsav, lo yuman osa l'chanchila, v'im limda einom kemalamda tiflis. Torah shebechsav also shouldn't be taught, but if it is, it's not so bad. It's not malam de tiflis. So the Rambam seems to say, if a woman learns Torah, yesh la schar, it sounds like any Torah, even Torah shebal peh. If she learns Torah, she has schar, just not like a mitzvah of Yosef. And number two, the tiflis line is only by Torah shebal peh, not by Torah shebal chsav. The Sefer Ha'agur also quotes that and says, Torah shebal chsav was not included. And that's why the Agur says, women are allowed to say Berachas HaTorah. Right, and they were not allowed. They have to say Berachas HaTorah because they're connected to the Torah, at least Torah Shebechsav. And even though La'asok says the Sefer Agur sounds like Torah Shebal Peh, we don't change the Nusach HaBracha for different people. So that is why we leave it as La'asok. That number one is Torah Shebechsav seems to be excluded, at least in some way, according to the Rambam. The Raman Yaradeya then has the important line. The Raman Yaradeya says, Chayeves Ha'isha Lilmod Dinim Hashayachim Le'isha. The women are obligated to learn mitzvahs and halachas that are shayach to them. That's the Ramah. So I might say, okay, mitzvahs that are shayach to them, they can learn a little bit. Or the Sefer Chassidim says, in Shin Yud Gimel, Chayev Adam lo mod lebenosav, ha-mitzvos kegon piskei halachos, u'masha amru, sham-lami delisha torah kilo malam detiflos, zeo omek talmud v'tamei ha-mitzvos, v'sodei ha-torah, o'sanei malam den le'isho l'katan, aval hilchos mitzvos, Yomala, but halacha you have to teach them. Shemlo te da hilcha Shabbos, eich tishmar Shabbos. V'chein kol mitzvos, kadei lasos lihizar b'mitzvos. Shem yichizkiya melech yudi, quotes our Gemara, quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on daf tzadi dalab. So he said, you have to teach them halacha. So if you think about this, this is huge. Right? Women have to learn. Dalal chalke shulchan arach. Arachayim yaradeya, evan ezra choshe mishpat. Right? It's shayach. Many mitzvahs are shayach. Not just Shabbos, Kashrus, Tarshu, Mishpacha. What about Hilchas Ribis? What about Hilchas Avelos? Right? All the halachas that are shayach, right? Says the Ramah, that has to be taught. That includes a tremendous amount. And again, even in earlier times, and this is an important point, even in earlier times, all of this information was passed down from mother to daughter, right? Because most education took place in the house and the like, but that doesn't happen today. Right, today it's not passed down in the house often, and it needs to be taught. It needs to be taught. Women have to know all these halachas, and therefore, women's education takes place in schools today. They have to make sure they be taught all of Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham quotes this Rama in Arachayim. The Magen Avraham quotes and says, and this is why women have to say Berachas HaTorah. Because mitzvahs that are shayach to them, mitzvahs that are shayach to them. The Vilna Gaon is very upset about this, right? That I'm not sure if we had a shiur about Berachas HaTorah. The Vilna Gaon is very upset about this, just because there are mitzvahs shayach to them, that doesn't make it a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Right, says the Gra. Read the Gra. The Gra says, that doesn't, they have to learn. Lamaisa, they have to learn. But the question is, what type of mitzvah this is? And we're going to get to the lamdas of this show in a minute. But says the Gra, Ayin Magen Avram, v'divrei, according our Agur, v'divreim dechuyim mikam aponim, v'krat savach v'lamatem asbeneichem, v'lo v'naseichem, heich tomar v'tzivanu v'nasan lanu. Right, so how can a woman say Berachas HaTorah? Because the mitzvahs are shayach to them. Really, says the Gra, ha'ikar is based on what Tosfos and Shaar Poskim say, the woman can make a bracha on mitzvah asay, she's van grama. Right, just like they can make a bracha on other mitzvah asay, she's van grama, so too here. And the Gra adds, "V'af de kaimel kilo malam de tiflus dafka b'torah shebal peh. K'moshe kasa b'yaradeya, simen resh b'mavav, as he quotes that from the Ugar also, but that's the Gra. The problem with that Gra is that the Gra here is explaining the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch himself does not say that women can make brachas on Zman Grama. The Rama says that based on Tosfos. But the Shulchan Aruch holds, like the Rambam, that you can't make a bracha on Zman Grama. So how could that be the explanation of this Shulchan Aruch? Unless it's it must be somewhat different. Again, this sugya relates to the love of this topic that the Beis HaLevi discusses at the beginning of Parashat Mishpatim. Beis HaLevi talks about two types of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah Lilmod Amanas Lasos and Lilmod Lishma. Yadua the Lima Torah Mishne Panim. Echar Kedei Leida Heichum Alasos Vim Lo Yomar Echi Kayim V'lo Amar Es Chasid. And women also have that obligation. Amnam Ba'anashim Yish Od Ma'ila Echar Al Anashim. That's what the Gemara means, where women are pterus from Talmud Torah, not from the Torah to know the halacha, that of course they have to know, like we saw in the Sefer Chasidim, like we saw in the Ramah. But there's another aspect of Talmud Torah that men have, and that's Limud HaTorah Lishma, even if it has nothing to do l'maisa with their lives. But la'atzmo, nimsa, have a beis bechinos, mavo la'mitzvos, v'gam tachlis b'fnei atzmo. And that's why he says that's the Gemara in Adorim pe'alef, shel berchu b'torah tchila. Maybe what it meant was that they didn't appreciate Talmud Torah Lishma. Right, they wouldn't learn, they wouldn't make a bracha. Why? Because why? Because the Gemara says in Menachas that a bracha is not made on a preparatory to a stage of a mitzvah. When you build a sukkah, when you get your lulav ready, when you cut the ram's horn, when you put tzitzis, strings on the tzitzis, we pass, you don't make a bracha on any of those. So they didn't make a bracha because they only believed in Torah type 1, not in Torah type 2. Right? Limud Amanas Lasos, they did. But they didn't believe in Limud Amanas Lashma, and that was the tragedy. That was the tragedy. Okay, big Beis HaLevi, very important Beis HaLevi. But either way, that Beis HaLevi fits into what the Gros said about this Ramah, but this is another allowance. The Ramah said Torah Shebechsav, and the Ramah says, Mitzvah Zashayachas Lahem, they have to be taught, because they have to know. Not everybody agrees. The Lubavitcher Rebbe has a piece in Chidushim Mibi'urim Alashasim in Chavzayin, where he says, once they have to do it in order to know the Halacha, that itself gives it an independent significance. And therefore, one shouldn't just say, oh, it's just a preparatory stage. Move on. Okay. Another suggestion given by the Prisha. The Prisha points out that the Rambam's Lashon is that Rove Nashim, says the Rambam, ain daitan mechuvenes lehislamed. Could be at a time when the women were not literate, they were not taught to read and write, but the Prisha says, aval mlamda la'atzma anu rovos sheyatsu meharov. V'lachein kasav leil sheyish laschar. Ratz lomar, im limda Torah al-machona, she'ena motzi ledivrei havai. Aval aven erushay lelamda, de dilma totzi dvar ledivrei havai, ki yon edea masha beliva. Sounds like if there is a self-motivated situation where it's clear that there a woman is l'shem shamayim, and it's not, there's no chash of motzi l'divrei havai, if their intent is baratzon, and they themselves come to request, so then there is flexibility, and it is a mutter. I remember the Rambam says that they get schar. And there are others. So the question is how to understand this Prisha. So there is a very famous comment of the Chafetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos, his Sefer of Halacha, that he wrote a riff-like Sefer on the Masechtos that are not Lamaisa. And he says there in Sota, V'nira, dekal zeh dafka, all of this is dafka bizmanim shalafanenu, shekal echad hayadar b'makam avosa, v'kabalas avos hayachazak ma'od, it's a kol echad. Right, and you follow your parents. Just what we get in the house is not so strong. Often they're not living at home. Especially those that are literate and get an education, especially get a higher education, which many, many women bizman hazeh get. Bivadai mitzvah rabba lolamdam chumash. Not just a bidyeved, not tiflus. It's a mitzvah to teach them chumash v'gam neviim v'ksuvim u'musri chazal kugon mesechas avos the sefer menorah samar v'chadome. Kadeshi yisamis etzlam inyan emunaseinu akadosha. You have to make sure that they appreciate Torah and emunah. They lokein Alul sheyasiru lagamrei miderach Hashem v'yavro al kol yisod yadas chas v'shalom. You know how to educate them in our day, says the Chavetz Chaim. And therefore, you have to start expanding the curriculum because they're not getting it at home. So the question is, the Chavetz Chaim said this 100 years ago. How far does one take this? So Rav Moshe in source in Archaim in Gimel Pei in Chelak Gimel Siman Pei Zayin, he has a tshuva to Rav Eliyosvei, who was the Rosh Hashiva of Philadelphia, where he writes he's not into Mishnayos. So he wrote that, doesn't say a year that he wrote that, and there are others. Moshe is just Pirkei Avos and Sifrei Musar. Others, and more in the Hasidic world, are even very minimal. The Shevet Alevi has a very strong tshuva. He says the Torah is not changing. If it says Tiflus, it says Tiflus. So how can you say something changes based on the reality, right? The Torah is eternal. The Shevet Alevi says in Chelek Vav in Simik Kufnum. V'yadati, and I know most schools aren't listening to me. V'yadati shirov batei sefer lubanos bidareinu ein omdim azeh. U'mafrizim alamidah v'negan alacha. Kfar marti. I said the Torah is nitzchis and it doesn't change. And we say, oh, so who's going to teach them? Oh, Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you do what you're supposed to do, you know, that in that way it will be taken care of. But he says, and the halacha is, yeah, you're teaching the halacha, but just teaching the halacha, Rav Shevet Alevi says, not the whole background on the Amkus. Hilcha Shabbos, Yontif, Brachos, Tfilos, Kriyashma, Tznius, Lashon Hara, Tztaka, Chesed, right? Afarshat Shubis and Maisris, Arla, Chala, right? All of the ones in Mitzvot HaTzlius Baris. Either way, that is definitely one group. But there are others that are more expansive of this, even the Mosnayim LaTorah, if you look in Rav Soroskin's Shuvas, it says nowadays, if you don't teach Torah, right, it could be the opposite, right? If you don't teach them certain Torah, that's Malanda Tiflis, because they're going to get from somewhere, right? Like the Rambam at the end of Vilchas Yisurei Bia. Our mind is a vacuum, and it's going to be filled up, so they're getting all other information. Lo kayamim harishonim kiyamim achronim, says the Mosnayim LaMishpat. B'yam harishonim, as the Chavetz Chaim says, they got the Shulchan Aruch at home. And you can learn it all based on Isayon, but nowadays it's no, it can't. Kimat kinachris shebal is gayer shebenehechach lam the Torah kadesh tei the derech teilech ba. That's a ma'isa asher ta'asun, and therefore some use the lashon. It's similar today. If you don't teach them Torah, you're going to lead them into foolishness. And Rav Soloveitchik and others, depending on the how far one goes, different views of how and in what forum. But again, there's a lot more flexibility, Bizman Hazeh, in many of the schools, teaching them background. And Rav Lichtenstein says, what, you're going to teach them Rashi without any Torah Shebaal Peh? But just teach them Rashi? Rashi quotes Midrashim, Rashi quotes Mishnayos, Rashi quotes Gemaras. Right, so how do you draw the line? Right, they learn all other subjects on such a high level, they should realize and appreciate the depths of the Torah. The women today are educated and learn the depths of so many other of the sciences. So one has to try to make sure they appreciate the depths and the measures of what Torah is about, and appreciating the halacha will help them, inspire them to be able to keep the halacha. Again, it does not mean that the boys and girls curriculum should be exactly the same. It just means that the women's education is crucial and needs to fit to the needs of the day in order to make them ba'alei Torah and yirat shamayim and be able to bring Torah and bring Torah simecha to the next generation. Okay, again, there's a lot more here. But this is just touching some of the main issues.